وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
شیخ کاظم علی.
اعوذ بالله من الشیطان اللین الرجیم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم و بهی نستعین و صل الله علی سیدنا محمد و اهل بیته الطیبین الطاهرین. اللهم صل علی محمد و آل محمد و عجل فرجهم. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program For Humanity and today's topic is human rights. So far we had discussed about the entities that have prescribed human rights. On one hand, we have the Western ideology, Western philosophy that talks about human rights. And on the other hand, we have Islam that talks about human rights. Now, we've discussed earlier that there were philosophers who were involved in prescribing and defining the human rights for the world. And we saw that how at some point they had politicized the human rights. Similarly, you will see that subsequently there were economic theories and political theories and psychological theories that influenced the human rights system. So when you look at some of these theories, you clearly understand that how flawed is the Western approach towards human rights. For example, look at the theory of Adam Smith. He says unlimited wants and limited means, meaning that there's only so much in the world that can fulfill all your needs. Therefore, if there is something that you have with you, there is no need for you to share with others. Keep it for yourself. If you share it with others, you will fall short of it, and in future, you will not be able to fulfill your needs and requirements. And therefore, and what you have is for yourself and for your future planning. However, look at Islam. Look at how Islam talks about what you have and how Islam has the perspective to cover all the human beings around the world. Look at Surah Baqarah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alif Lam Mim Zalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fi Hudal Lil Muttaqeen, Allazina Yu'minuna Bil Ghayb, Wa Yuqimuna As-Salat Wa Mimma Razaqnahum Yunfiqoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that from whatever we have granted you, Mimma Razaqnahum, whatever we have granted them, they give out in charity. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that whatever you have, give out of that in charity. And if you look at the fifth verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدًى مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the ones that are on the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and these are the ones who are the victorious ones. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whatever you have, we gave it to you, and from whatever we gave you, if you give out in charity, you are on the guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are the successful one. Whereas how does Adam Smith define success? He says, whatever you have, don't share it with others, don't give it to others, because they do not deserve it. You have put in efforts, you've put in effort to earn that extra buck for yourself, so keep it for yourself, and this is what defines success. Look at John Nash's game theory. He says, if you think that someone is going to cause harm to you, before they can cause harm to you, you harm them so that you protect yourself. Whereas Islam says that even if you sense that others are going to harm you, until and unless they have inflicted harm upon you, you have no right to inflict harm upon others. You can defend yourself, but you cannot inflict harm on others.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
So the approach, the human rights approach that the Western ideologists talk about, they are thoroughly and to the greatest extent influenced by these economic theories and political theories. And the human rights that we talk about are influenced by the Holy Quran and the verses from the Holy Quran and the traditions from the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And that helps us understand clearly that how these verses guide our understanding of humanity and how these verses help us understand the humanity and uphold the human rights. So that when you look at these verses, it tells you, not just here at many places in the Holy Quran, you would see that uphold the rights of the orphan, protect the rights of the women, protect the rights of the elderly, give out the poor their due rate. So Islam talks about giving and protecting and defending others, while the Western world only looks at their own benefit and aims at making their benefits to the most. And therefore, from this whole discussion we had so far about the human rights, we clearly understand that though the Western world claims that they are the propagators and defenders of the human rights, they defend the human rights of their own region, of their own people, of their own race, and of their own color. And they manipulate the other world, the third world countries, they manipulate the other people, the lower segments, which they feel are the lower segments, and they categorize them as inhuman just because they do not abide by the human rights system prescribed by the Western world. And they manipulate them for their own benefit. And this is the greatest flaw in the Western approach and Western human rights system. And this flaw does not exist in the Islamic human rights system. So even though some great philosophers made great attempt to explain the Western human rights and promote them as the best option for man, they have failed dramatically because these flaws are very clear, very evident and vivid for any man with the slightest of common sense. It's only the Islamic human rights that are the true human rights that can safeguard all the human rights of mankind and that can guide man in the world and in the hereafter and that can promote success of mankind in the dunya and in the akhirat. Let me just list down the three or four fundamentals of Islamic human rights. One is karamat, that is to look at man as an entity who holds karamat and can progress and can ascend to the heights of angels and even to the heights greater than that, attain absolute perfection. They have the freedom, and Islam promotes the woman's right, the right to live, right to choose, and right to be the ashraful makhlukat. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibina tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. Of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.